Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hometown 1340 AM WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com. It is the evening of February 13th, and we are live here with Match 18 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I'd like to say hello to our producer, Randy, working the soundboard again tonight. Hello, Randy.
Hey, it's good to be back after the Super Bowl weekend. We're back at the Scholastic Bowl.
Yeah, and we've got this week, next week, we're off for midwinter recess, and then we've got the week after that, which is I think the final week of the season, and then March 5th is the playoff and March 6th is the final, so we're coming close to the end here. It's moving along very quickly. In today's match, we have Clarence coached by Mary Nichols, Akron coached by David Melly, and North Tonawanda coached by Richard Andrus. Before we start, let's take a moment to see who's on each team. We'll start with Clarence. Who do we have here on Clarence?
I'm Jameson. I'm a junior. I like to give a shout out to my physics teacher, Mr. Smith, and my history teacher, Dr. Kotlik.
My name is Ethan. I'm a senior. I have no shout outs.
Whoa.
My name is Noah. I'm a junior and like to give out a shout out to my AP Lang teacher, Mrs. Beeler.
All right, excellent. And Noah, you're the captain today. Any news from Clarence?
Yes. There is a mock trial match coming up on the 26th. Plentiful sports events, as always. There's a Corns concert tonight at UB's Slee Hall and an upcoming Students versus Teachers Chess Club tournament on the 27th.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. On to Akron. Who do we have here in Akron?
Hi, I'm Luke Biscatelli. I'm a freshman, and my favorite kitchen appliance is a freezer.
I'm Matt. I'm a junior, and my favorite kitchen appliance is a toaster.
Hi, I'm Lucas, and my favorite kitchen appliance is a stove. Speaking of which, Mom, you know what time it is.
Ravioli time, that's right.
Indeed.
All right, Captain Lucas, any news from Akron?
Yes, indeed. Greetings from Akron, New York, the sweetest place on earth, home to Perry's Ice Cream and Ford Gum. Parent-teacher conferences will be held on February 15th from 4:30 to 7:30 and February 16th from 8 to 11:30. This year, our school musical will be Mamma Mia with an all-star cast. Mira Krayer will play Sophie, and her mother Donna will be played by Kat Riska. Performance will be on March 1st and 2nd. Box and first-class seating has already sold out. In sports, tonight we have a lot of basketball versus Newfane. The men's team will be away while the ladies are hosting. Our unified bowling team will be playing North Tonawanda. Tomorrow the Tiger Sharks will be at state qualifiers at ECC. For a shout-out, we'd like to shout-out Sarah Piscatelli, Randy in the booth, and Banner the Dog here at WLVL.
That's right. Today we've got Banner the Dog roaming around. All right. Thank you, Akron. And last but not least, North Tonawanda. Who do we have here?
Richie, North Tonawanda.
I'm Sam. I'm a senior.
All right. And Sam, any news from North Tonawanda?
Yeah. So in NT, our foreign language club is off to Quebec on Saturday. Our animal club is selling bracelets for Valentine's Day, and our senior paint night's coming up next month. Our musical Mean Girls is in the works, and it'll be on March 7th, 8th, and 9th. For sports, boys basketball plays at Ken East, girls at home against Grand Island, and unified bowling will be at Akron. Also, shout out to our usual captain, Delaney. She is very sick right now, and she's listening at home.
All right. I'm glad Delaney's listening. I hope Delaney recovers very quickly. Sorry to hear that. All right. Those are our teams. A big thank you to our sponsors, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying Ice Jam tickets and public skate tickets to all the participants here today. All right, let's get started with the first of three rounds. Round one will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every three buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points, reserved only for that school to answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round one with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. And let's get started here with round one. All right. Our first buzzer question, and remember, for the buzzer portion here, no discussion amongst your team, but once we get to a bonus question, you may discuss with your team. All right, first buzzer question for 5 points. If this composer had been born in Poland, perhaps he would have composed Polandia. All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
Sibelius.
Sibelius, yeah, is exactly correct. 5 points there to Clarence. All right, next question. All right, next question here for 5 points. Hertz first demonstrated these in 1886. What phenomenon is found in the low energy end of the electromagnetic spectrum and has shortwave, AM, and FM varieties? And we have Lucas from Akron.
Radio waves?
Radio waves is correct. 5 points there to Akron. All right, next question. 4 5 points. Football teams can have it, and it can change during a game. All right, and already we have Lucas from Akron.
Possession?
Possession, no. But what is this physical quantity that's the product of mass and velocity? All right, and we have Jameson from Clarence.
Momentum?
Momentum is correct. Yep, 5 points there to Clarence. All right, next question. 4 or 5 points. Providing antivirus and firewall technology, it's listed on the New York Stock Exchange under symbol MFE. All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
McCaffrey?
McCaffrey, yeah, that is correct. 5 points there to Clarence, and that brings you to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Clarence, for 15 possible points. I'll ask the question. I'll give you 10 seconds. You can discuss the answer. The question is... In French, it's a cuivre. In German, kupfer. In Spanish, it's cobre. In Greek, it's kupros. Give me the English name of this metal. I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Copper.
Copper is correct. Yeah, 15 points there. To Clarence. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, for 5 points, he hit the only home run in the World Series, in the wake of which 8 players were banned from baseball. All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
Shoot. Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, no. Let's see. In the wake of which 8 players were banned from baseball for life, who was this player nicknamed for his lack of footwear? North Tonawanda or Akron, a chance at this. Who was this player? All right, we have Lucas from Akron.
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays, no. And we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to North Tonawanda. All right, next question. All right, 4 or 5 points. With about 2 million people, it is the most populous two-city complex straddling the U.S.-Mexican border. Name either this city in Texas or its companion city in Mexico. Name either the city in Texas or its companion city in Mexico. And we have Lucas from Akron.
The Alamo.
Alamo, no. All right, we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
El Paso.
El Paso is correct, yeah. Companion city is Juarez. So 5 points there to North Tonawanda. And on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, Robben Island is a UNESCO World Heritage Site in this nation. Lesotho is an enclave state within it, and its cities include Soweto, Durban, and 3 different capital cities. What is this country? All right, we have a Luke from Akron.
Is it South Africa?
South Africa is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Akron. All right, next question. 4 or 5 points. In 1905, Ernest Starling introduced what term for a chemical messenger released by a cell? We have Ethan from Clarence.
RNA.
RNA, no. Released by a cell in one part of an organism that affects cells in another part of that organism. All right, we have Matt from Akron.
Hormone.
Hormone is what we were looking for. Yeah, 5 points there to Akron and a chance at a bonus question. So, Akron, this is just for you for 15 possible points. A study of tree rings revealed that Tidewater, Virginia, suffered a severe drought between 1601 and 1612, the harshest in almost 8,000 years. That drought is thought to be the chief cause of the so-called starving time, of 1608 and 1609 when 540 to 600 English colonists died in what settlement? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Jamestown?
Jamestown is correct. Yeah, 15 points there to Akron. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, 5 points open to anyone here. Excelsior and Eureka are the mottos of which two states, respectively? All right, and we have Ethan from Clarence.
New York for Excelsior and California is Eureka.
That is exactly correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Clarence. All right, next question. 4 5 points. This group adopted the Connecticut Compromise to establish the composition of Congress. Which assembly gathered in 1787? And all right, and we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
First Continental Congress.
First Continental Congress, no. All right, Ethan from Clarence.
The Constitutional Convention?
Yes, Constitutional Convention is correct. 5 points there to Clarence. And on to the next question. All right, 4 5 points. Nietzsche wrote Thus Spoke Zarathustra, but he did not invent the name of his title character. He actually borrowed it from an ancient religion. Which religion? All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
Zoroastrianism?
Yeah, that's correct. Zoroastrianism. 5 points there to Clarence, and that brings Clarence to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Clarence, for 15 possible points. If the volume of a sphere is 36 pi cubic feet, what is its diameter in feet? Once again, if the volume of a sphere is 36 pi cubic feet, what is its diameter in feet? I'll give you 10 seconds. All right, do we have an answer, Noah?
6 feet.
6 feet is correct. Yeah, 15 points there to a Clarence. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, 4 5 points here, open to anyone. This American city of over 200,000 is located near the eccentric Cadillac and Bug Ranches. Roadside attractions at which rows of defunct Cadillacs and Volkswagens, respectively, stand half buried in the ground. It is about 100 miles from both Oklahoma and New Mexico and lies directly north of Lubbock. Interstate 40 runs through which city of the Texas Panhandle? Which city? All right, and we have Lucas from Akron.
San Antonio?
San Antonio, no. Which city of the Texas Panhandle? Richie from North Tonawanda?
Austin?
Austin, no. And Clarence, a chance to grab this one before we move on. Which city of the Texas Panhandle? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, Amarillo. All right, next question. 4 5 points. By 1840, it was America's fourth and southernmost city to exceed 100,000 in population. By 1850, it had become the South's biggest slave trading center. In 1862, it became the first major Confederate port city. And we have Lucas from Akron.
Savannah?
Savannah, no. All right, and we have Jameson from Clarence.
Charleston?
Charleston, no. And that leaves North Tonawanda a chance at this. In 1862, it became the first major Confederate port city to fall to Union forces. Name the city. All right, Richie from North Tonawanda.
Atlanta?
Atlanta, nope. We were looking for New Orleans for that one. All right, next question. All right, for 5 points, this American author was dubbed the father of American literature by William Faulkner. In 1881, Louis Tiffany and others decorated the first floor of this novelist's mansion. All right, and we have Ethan from Clarence.
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Clarence. All right, next question. For 5 points, one gear has 22 teeth. In order to double the torque on a second gear that meshes with the first gear, the second gear must have how many teeth? All right, we have Lucas from Akron.
44.
44 is correct, yeah. 5 points there to Akron. All right, and that brings us now to the audio portion. So take that blank paper and writing utensil there in front of you. I'm going to ask you a question related to an audio excerpt. I will then play you the excerpt. I'll ask the question again, and then I'll put 10 seconds on the clock. During that time, feel free to discuss the answer with your team and then lock it in by writing it down on the paper there in front of you. This is for 30 possible points. And the question here is, listen to this melody from a concert overture and tell me whether it was composed by Mendelssohn, Schubert, Weber, spelled W-E-B-E-R, Schumann, or Brahms. Once again, the choices are Mendelssohn, Schubert, Weber, Schumann, or Brahms. And here is the excerpt. And once again, you heard that melody. It was from a concert overture. You're going to tell me whether it was composed by Mendelssohn, Schubert, Weber, Schumann, or Brahms. I'll give you 10 more seconds to lock in your answer. All right. Looks like everyone is locked in. Clarence, you're locked in. Okay. It looks like everyone's... Oh, yep. North Town 1. All right. Everyone's locked in, so we're going to start with Clarence, Brahms, all right, Akron, Brahms, and Nortano. Everyone said Brahms. The answer, Mendelssohn. So those points will go unawarded, and we're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll enter into round two. So stick around. This is match 18 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings accounts, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook. Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
Hi, Doug Steffen here, the host of the Good Day program, heard every morning here on WLVL. What a great way for you to spend some time, if I do say so myself. Join Jay Kirshner and me as we go big and small, up and down, in and out. Lots of fun, lots of serious conversation about the issues of the day, things that matter to you, and then you can share with us why it's important. Good Day radio program, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, weekday mornings 10 to noon here on WLVL.
Time to get back to the action. Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
And welcome. Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is match 18 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confort Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for providing the contestants tonight with public skate tickets and ice jam tickets. I'm your host, Eric Evans. Today we have Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols, Akron, coached by David Melly, and North Tonawanda, coached by Richard Andrus. So after round one, the current score is Clarence takes the lead with 65, followed by Akron 35 and North Tonawanda 10. Once again, Clarence 65, Akron 35, North Tonawanda 10, and we have two more rounds to go. So let's get started here with the second of three rounds. Round two is a 60-second speed round. Each school will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. Remember, during the speed round, you may discuss the answer with your team, and it will be the job of the captain to relay to me the answer. And also, we like to give the team with the fewest number of points after round one the privilege of going first. So, North Tonawanda, you get to choose your category first. Your categories are state quarters, Bible quotations, Italian musical terms, and operas. So take a moment and discuss, and let me know what category you'd like.
Okay. Italian musical terms.
Italian musical terms. All right. So for this category, North Tonawanda, I'll give you the English translation. You give me the Italian musical term. All right. I'll start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. North Tonawanda, your category once again, Italian musical terms. The first question, to get louder.
Crescendo.
That is correct. Next question, play very loudly.
Fortissimo.
That is correct. Next question, to play in a lively manner.
Pass.
To play moderately slow at a walking pace.
Pass.
To play very fast.
Pass.
To play softly.
Piano.
That is correct. Next question. Little by little.
Pass.
A chord with the notes spread out in time.
Arpeggio.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. To play a bowed instrument by plucking it.
Pass.
A florid solo near the end of a concerto movement.
Pass.
All right, and that'll do it for your category. And we move now to Akron. Your categories are state quarters, a Bible quotations, and operas. Take a moment, discuss, and let me know.
I get a little better on the Bible verses, but...
Oh, you think so? I know nothing about Bible verses.
Bible course?
Yeah. All right, Bible verses.
All right, Bible quotations?
Yeah.
Okay, Bible quotations.
I didn't know.
All right, so Akron, for this category, you're going to complete the quotation. So I'm going to give you the quotation, and you're going to complete it. All right? So I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Your category again, Bible quotations. And the first question is, it is more blessed to give than to blank.
Receive.
Receive is correct. Next question. If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot blank.
Stand.
Stand is correct. Next question. Many are called, but few are blank.
Chosen.
Chosen is correct. Next question. Let not the sun go down upon your blank.
Heart.
Incorrect. Next question. Freely you have received, freely blank.
Taken.
Incorrect. Next question. Ye shall know them by their blank.
Actions.
Incorrect. Next question. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to blank.
Heaven.
Incorrect. Next question. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with blank.
Joy.
Incorrect. Next question. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my blank.
Pass.
And last question. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name blank.
Jesus.
And I'll give you a chance to answer that one. What was that?
Jesus.
Jesus, nope, not correct. All right, that'll do it for your category. And we move now to Clarence. Your categories are state quarters or operas. Give you a moment to discuss.
I don't think it matters.
Quarters? State quarters, okay. So for this category, Clarence, I'll describe the quarter. You tell me the state. Okay, I'll give you. I'll describe the quarter for you. You tell me the state. All right. The first question again. The category is state quarters. I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question, which is an airplane, astronaut, and its state outline.
Indiana.
Incorrect. Next question: a lighthouse and schooner.
Massachusetts.
Incorrect. Next one. The statue Commonwealth, an outline of the state, and a keystone.
Colorado.
Incorrect. Washington crossing the Delaware.
New Jersey.
New Jersey is correct. The Charter Oak.
Pennsylvania.
Incorrect. Next one. A vintage sailboat gliding through Narragansett Bay. Narragansett Bay.
New Hampshire.
Incorrect. A thoroughbred racehorse is positioned behind a fence.
Kentucky.
Yes, that is correct. A trumpet with musical notes and a pelican.
Louisiana.
Louisiana is correct. A farm scene and the skyline of a Midwestern metropolis.
Iowa.
Iowa is incorrect. And the last one, the inscription, Core of Discovery, 1804 to 2004. I'll give you a chance to answer that.
Pass.
All right, and that'll do it for the speed rounds. All right, so we're going to enter into the redemption buzzer round, where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs. And I will be asking these questions in the same order that they appeared during the speed rounds. And I will announce every time I clear the buzzer. So if you've memorized the order and know the answer before I even begin asking the question, feel free to buzz in and answer. All right, I'm going to clear the buzzers for the first question. To play in a lively manner. All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
Onomato?
Onomato, no. We have Lucas from Akron.
Allegro?
Allegro, no. And North Tonawanda, a chance at this to play in a lively manner. All right, we were looking specifically for Vivace for that one. All right, the next question, clearing the buzzers. To play moderately slow. All right, and we have Ethan from Clarence.
Moderato.
Moderato, no. To play moderately slow. And all right, we have Lucas from Akron. Say that one more time.
Mortissimo.
Mortissimo, no. And North Tonawanda, a chance at this, to play moderately slow at a walking pace. Give you a moment. No. All right, we're going to move on. The answer to this one, andante, is what we were looking for. All right, next question, clearing the buzzers. To play very... all right, and we have Matt from Akron.
Allegro.
Allegro, no. To play very fast. All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
Prestissimo?
Prestissimo, no. And North Tonawanda had a chance at this.
What was it?
To play very fast. Give you a moment. All right, Sam from North Tonawanda.
Rapissimo?
No. Ethan, you were on the right track. We were just looking for presto. Just presto for that one. All right, next one. Buzzer's cleared little by little. Little by little. All right. Sam from North Tonawanda.
Poco a poco.
Yeah, that's correct. Poco a poco. 10 points there too, North Tonawanda. All right, clearing the buzzers. To play a bowed instrument by plucking, and we have Ethan from Clarence.
Pizzicato.
Pizzicato is correct. 10 points, sorry, to Clarence. All right, clearing the buzzers. A florid solo near the end of a concerto movement. A florid solo near the end of a concerto movement. Give this one another moment before we move on. All right, we've got Ethan from Clarence.
Solo-y?
No. And we have Luke from Akron.
Moderato.
Moderato, no. And North Tonawanda, chance at this before we move on. All right, Sam from North Tonawanda.
Coda.
No, we were looking for Cadenza. All right, on to the next question, clearing the buzzers. Let not the sun go down upon your blank. All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
Home,
no. Akron or North Tonawanda, chance at this. All right, Luke from Akron.
Help,
no. All right, Richie from North Tonawanda.
Fields,
nope. We were looking for Wrath on that one. All right, clearing the buzzers. Freely you have received. Freely, blank. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Give?
Yeah, give is correct. 10 points there to Clarence. All right, clearing the buzzers. Ye shall know them by their blank. All right, we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Love,
no. All right, Akron or Clarence, a chance at this. All right, so we've got, that is Lucas from Akron.
Name,
no. And, all right, Jameson from Clarence.
Deeds,
close. Fruit is what we were looking for there. All right, next question, clearing the buzzers. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to... All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Jerusalem,
no. All right, Matt from Akron.
Salvation,
no. All right, and Richie from North Tonawanda.
God,
nope. Sort of the opposite of those things, destruction. All right, next question, clearing the buzzers. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with blank. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Love,
no. All right, we have... Is that Lucas?
Wait, good.
Let me just make sure. Yes. Good, yeah, is correct. 10 points there to Akron. All right, on to the next. We'll clear the buzzers. All right, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my... All right, we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Path?
Yeah, path is correct. 10 points there to North Tonawanda. All right, clearing the buzzers. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. All right, and we have Jameson from Clarence.
Messiah,
no. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name blank. So we have North Tonawanda or Akron a chance at this before we move on. All right, is that Lucas? Yes, Lucas from Akron.
Messiah,
no. And North Tonawanda, a chance at this before we move on. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name blank. One more moment. All right, we're going to move on. The answer, Emmanuel. All right, clearing the buzzers. An airplane All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
North Carolina,
no. All right, we have Lucas from Akron.
Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio is correct. 10 points there. All right, clearing the buzzers. A lighthouse and scoop. Richie from North Tonawanda.
Maine
is correct. Yes, 10 points there. All right, clearing the buzzers. All right, the state motto, Commonwealth, an outline of the state and a keystone. All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
Massachusetts,
no. All right, Luke from Akron.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is correct. All right, clearing the buzzers. The Charter Oak. All right, Richie from North Tonawanda.
Virginia,
no. And that is Ethan from Clarence.
Georgia,
no. And Lucas from Akron.
Massachusetts,
nope. This one, Connecticut. All right, buzzer is cleared. A vintage sailboat gliding through... All right, we have Ethan from Clarence.
Michigan,
no. Narragansett Bay. All right, we have Matt from Akron.
South Carolina,
no. All right, Richie from North Tonawanda.
Rhode Island?
Yeah, Rhode Island is correct. 10 points there to North Tonawanda. All right, clearing the buzzers. A farm scene and the skyline. All right, and we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Kentucky,
no. All right, and that's Lucas from Akron.
Kansas?
Kansas, no. A farm scene in the skyline of a Midwestern metropolis. Clarence, a chance to take this before we move on. All right, Ethan from Clarence.
Nebraska?
Nebraska, nope. We're looking for Illinois. And clearing the buzzers for the last one. The inscription, Core of Discovery 1804 to 2004. Core of Discovery 1804 to 2004. All right. We have Jameson from Clarence.
Washington?
Washington, no. All right. Lucas from Akron.
Oregon?
Oregon, no. And North Tonawanda, a chance at this. The inscription, Core of Discovery 1804 to 2004. I'll give you a moment before we... All right, Sam from North Tonawanda.
Virginia.
Virginia, nope. We were looking for Missouri for that one. And it looks like that'll do it for round two. So we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is match 18 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. And all of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. Conferplastics.com.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers, from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store, located on Route 31 in Middleport, or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Roihart!
Genesee your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
This is your smiling guy here for Tradio. From 9:15 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you can sell your goodies. Three items, doesn't matter how much you want to charge. It's all great here on Tradio. And you can send me emails if you don't want to get on the radio. Tradio at WLVL.com. Tradio at WLVL.com. Your smiling guy is well on his way to becoming the world's best friend. And I look forward to seeing you on the radio.
Tradio, weekday mornings from 9 to 10 on WLVL 1340 a.m. Class is back in session. Welcome back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We are live with match 18 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. We have just finished rounds 1 and 2. The current score is Clarence maintains their lead with 115, but it's a close one now. Akron 95 and North Tonawanda 90. So once again, Clarence 115, Akron 95, North Tonawanda 90, and we've got one more round to go. Round three is a buzzer round, similar to round one, except now there are eight buzzer questions up for grabs and worth 10 points each. And after every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. So let's get started here with round three. All right, our first buzzer question for 10 points. Historians trace the start of the oil industry to increased production in the 1860s in which middle Atlantic state? We have Ethan from Clarence.
Pennsylvania?
Yes, Pennsylvania is correct. 10 points there to Clarence, and you get a bonus question here. So this is just for you, Clarence, for 20 possible points. What is the most populous city in Orange County, California? What is the most populous city in Orange County, California? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Sacramento.
Sacramento, no, is not correct. The answer here, Anaheim. Anaheim, all right. And we return back to a buzzer question. All right, for 10 points open to anyone here. Which element found in trace amounts in rubies and a principal ingredient in stainless steel was isolated in 1798? So we have Ethan from Clarence.
Aluminum.
Aluminum, no. We have Matt from Akron.
Iron.
Iron, no. And Norton wanted a chance at this. Which element found in trace amounts in rubies and a principal ingredient in stainless steel was isolated in 1798? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, Richie from North Tonawanda.
Carbon?
Carbon, nope. We're looking for chromium. Chromium. All right, next question. In stock market jargon, it means the reversal of the stock price trend, especially temporary, after a sharp rise in the trading sessions. What's the word? All right, we have, let me see, Richie from North Tonawanda.
Crash?
Crash, nope. Once again, in stock market jargon, it means the reversal of the stock price trend, especially temporary, after a sharp rise in the trading sessions. What's the word? All right, we have Lucas from Akron.
Dip.
Dip, no. And Clarence, a chance at this before we move on. Give you another moment. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, correction. Correction. All right, next question. For 10 points, the original deed that became the land for Rhode Island was signed by chiefs from which tribe with the marks of an arrow and a canoe? Marks of an arrow and a canoe. All right, we have Lucas from Akron.
Mohican?
Mohican, no. Clarence or Tonawa? We have Noah from Clarence.
The Narragansett.
Say that one more time.
The Narragansett.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Narragansett is correct. 10 points there to Clarence and a shot at a bonus question. So this is just for you, Clarence, for 20 possible points. Mollusks are covered by a mantle, the outer layer of which secretes the shell made of what chemical compound? Once again, mollusks are covered by a mantle, the outer layer of which secretes the shell made of what chemical compound? I'll give you 10 seconds. All right, no, you got an answer?
Keratin?
Keratin, nope. We were looking for calcium carbonate for that one. All right, back to a buzzer question. Open for anyone here for 10 points. In order, what elements have atomic numbers 1 through 4? All right, and we have Ethan from Clarence.
Hydrogen, helium, lithium, and boron.
That is not correct. And we have Sam from North Tonawanda.
Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium.
Yes, that is correct. 10 points there to North Tonawanda and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, North Tonawanda, for 20 possible points. A deep reddish-purple color is named for what dangling flower of the evening primrose family? Once again, a deep reddish-purple color is named for what dangling flower of the evening primrose family?
Maroon?
No, is not correct. The answer here, fuchsia. Fuchsia. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, for 10 points, what does Buddha mean in Sanskrit? B-U-D-D-H-A. What does Buddha mean? All right, we have Matt from Akron.
Knowledgeable one.
Knowledgeable one, yeah, that's correct. Knowledgeable one or enlightened one. 10 points there to Akron and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, Akron, for 20 possible points. Which Shakespearean title character says, quote, when I did fly Tyre, I left behind an ancient substitute? Once again, which Shakespearean title character says, when I did fly Tyre, T-Y-R-E, I left behind an ancient substitute? I will give you 10 seconds.
Hamlet?
Hamlet, good guess. Not correct. This was a tricky one. Pericles was the answer to that one. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, for 10 points, the long-anticipated release of Harper Lee's new novel, Go Set a Watchman, has upset many fans because it portrays Witch to Kill a Mockingbird character as a racist. All right, we have Sam from North Tonawanda.
Atticus Finch.
Atticus Finch is correct. 10 points there to North Tonawanda and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. This is just for you, North Tonawanda, for 20 possible points. Who established the Army of the Andes and is regarded as a national hero in Peru and Argentina, but left South America at the age of 46 after a mysterious meeting with Simón Bolívar? Who is that person? I'll give you 10 seconds.
I don't know.
All right. Do you have an answer, Sam? No answer? Okay. The answer here was Jose de San Martin or Martin. All right. Back to a buzzer question. And this will be our final buzzer question here for 10 points. What nation's flag features a lion holding the wheel of law, a Buddhist symbol of enlightenment? Once again, what nation's flag... All right, and we have Ethan from Clarence.
Nepal?
Nepal, no. So Akron or North Tonawanda, a chance at this. What nation's flag? All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Is it Bhutan?
Bhutan, no. And North Tonawanda, a chance at this. What nation's flag features a lion holding the wheel of law, a Buddhist symbol of enlightenment?
Indonesia.
Right. Indonesia is not correct. We were looking for India for that one, and that'll do it for round three. And that concludes our final round here in match 18 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. We're going to take another short break, and when we return, we'll announce the winner of this evening's match. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook, Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping? I'm Frank Moreno, and I am going to be your cure for insomnia. If you ever find yourself awake at night from 1 to 5 a.m., then you've got to turn me on right here on Hometown WLVL 1340 a.m. Because on the other side of midnight, we'll either put you back to sleep or make you glad you woke up here on Hometown WLVL 1340.
Many veterans and active duty military have invisible wounds like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety. Help Heal Veterans offers them medicine that doesn't come in a bottle by providing free therapeutic craft kits, time-tested healing tools for invisible wounds that can help relieve pain and improve mobility and fine motor skills. HealVets.org, healing the invisible wounds of war through creativity. HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back to the 2024 WLVL Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm Derek Evans, and we have just finished rounds 1, 2, and 3, but during the break, we had a discussion about that final question there in round 3, which we decided to throw out. The question mentioned a flag with a lion holding a wheel, and the answer was India. No one had gotten those points, but upon some research, we couldn't find any example of the wheel being held by a lion specifically, and so we were a little bit confused, and we decided we're just going to throw that question out, and we're going to quickly end the match with one final question. So I'm going to ask this question, we'll award the points if anyone gets it, and then I will give you the final scores, and then we'll head out of here. So the final question, let me clear the buzzers. Ready for 10 points. When this biblical city was destroyed, only the gold and silver, the iron and bronze vessels, and the harlot Rahab and her family were saved. Can you name it? All right, and we have a Lucas from Akron.
Jericho?
Jericho is correct. 10 points there to Akron, and we will end the night with a bonus question. Akron for 20 possible points to end the night. One of three languages spoken in Transnistria, along with Moldovan and Russian, but only spoken by 78% of the people in its home country. What is the second most widely spoken language in the former Soviet Union? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Romanian?
No, is not correct. We were looking for Ukrainian for that one. All right. And that will do it. The final scores here doesn't change the outcome of the winner here, but it does change the outcome of third place, North Tonawanda. Very close. You end the night with 110. Akron, second place, 115. And tonight's champion, congratulations, Clarence. You end the match with 135. So once again, Clarence, 135. Akron, 115. North Tonawanda, 110. And that'll do it for match 18 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. Our next match will be tomorrow. Let's see, North Tonawanda will be back and looking for revenge, seeking revenge, but they'll be playing against Medina and Roihart. So we'll see North Tonawanda again tomorrow, tomorrow at 5. So tune in for that. Once again, tonight's score, Clarence 135, Akron 115, and North Tonawanda 110. And that will do it. This is 1340 AM WLVL. I'm Derek Evans, and please have a great night, everyone.
Welcome to
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical. From Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news, let's see. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Niagara County's Information Station. Information Station.